Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Real spoilers powered by ReviewSTL.com.
Warning, the following film discussion will ruin the ending of any movie you haven't seen. Example, Bruce Willis is dead at the end of The Sixth Sense. See how I ruined it for you? Just like that. Here are a few more.
Silent Breed is people!
I am the father.
Get it?
TalkSTL.com, real spoilers. You've been warned.
Broadcasting from the War Room of the O'Keefe Think Tank, this is Real Spoilers, episode 138, in which we will tackle... Hang on, I got the episode number right, but let me get the name of this stupid movie right. The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2, the sequel no one demanded. Well, $100 million worth, yeah. But they'd have been just as happy if they'd have made one damn movie.
That's true. I wonder what it would have done. Like, if they had actually broken it down... And split it and kept it as one amazing movie.
It's the Deathly Hallows effect.
It would not have made as much money as what they did.
Yeah.
Perfect. These movies make $1 billion. Yeah. You think a Hunger Games movie can make $2 billion? There's no way.
Mm.
Yeah.
No, not a Hunger Games movie. No. It's just not there.
Yeah, it's just not.
Yeah. No, that's true.
And so, yeah. And it's a shame because we'll get into that.
Before
we do, let's make the rounds and everyone can introduce themselves.
This is Dan.
This is Joe.
This is Kevin.
And I am Tom. And so Hunger Games. Who would like to synopsisize, Joe?
Why are you everybody looking at me?
Because you always have become our default synopsiser.
Sizer. Yeah, so if you know, obviously everybody has seen part one. So we kind of pick up almost right where we leave off. So if you remember at the end of part one, they have rescued PETA from the Capitol, but he's been brainwashed. And he sees Katniss. He sees Katniss and kind of... You think he's okay, but then he snaps and he starts choking her and trying to kill her.
Because he didn't want this to be two movies either.
He didn't. He knew.
He's like, I'll fix this right here.
It's over now.
One movie.
Done.
They just got to him a little too quickly.
Yeah, right.
Another few seconds, we'd be out of this.
We kind of pick back up with Katniss in the hospital, and she's recovering from the attack. And
bit of swelling.
A little bit of swelling. Her vocal cords aren't working. I guess there's swelling around her vocal cords. And then
I get that her voice was raspy. Why did she have to talk so slow?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, she was like trying to talk and she's like,
because they made this two movies.
Yeah. You try filling up 4.5 hours.
I get that your voice, like, what was weird is like I had gone out. So I went out on Friday, which I rarely do, went to a concert. And so my voice was a little rough the next day. And so I'm like, my voice is raspy, but I still talk at the right speed.
Yeah. It's like she forgot how to talk.
Yeah.
They're trying to reteach her how to talk.
Like, yeah. This is a weird,
that's how that works.
Weird choice
right.
from that actress.
So
she's not going anywhere.
No, she's fine. So they, you know, they kind of pull her out of the room and they say that like, he's not there yet. Like he even says himself, he has flashes of what his, so I don't remember. Has anybody read the books?
I read the first two. I did not bother to read the third.
So the only reason I ask is like, I wonder if they talk about what happened to him in the Capitol, because they don't, like, we just know that he was tortured and brainwashed. Him and Jenna Malone's character were tortured and brainwashed, but they don't really.
Jenna Malone's character, her head was shaved. Was her head shaved in the last one? I don't remember. I was just like, wow, I didn't think her forehead could get bigger.
Surprise.
Surprise. Yeah.
But then she has a lot of, like.
I think she's cute, but that forehead. Like, so they could show this movie on her forehead.
She might be Carrie Kelly. Maybe.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's in Batman vs. Superman. Nobody knows who she is yet. of the rumors.
And she's got red hair.
Yeah,
so
it could either be Carrie Kelly or Barbara Gordon.
Maybe her superpower will be a really large forehead. Really
are you sure she's not Brainiac?
No, I'm not. I'm not at all. That's the twist. That's the twist of the movie. That she's Brainiac. She's the ultra-humanite. That's a deep cut for your comic book nerds out there.
So they basically conditioned him to think that Katniss was responsible for
everything
his family
Katniss, dying. Everything that Katniss has done to help the Rebellion has been evil. Like, she's a liar. She's, you know, everything she does is a lie. She's killed the entire, like, she's the reason District, she kind of is.
Yeah.
The reason the District 12 was destroyed. And he reacts in kind, I guess. But so.
Not kind.
In
kind, but not kindly.
Not kindly to Katniss. Or Katniss's sister, for that matter. So then we're reintroduced to President Coin and Plutarch. Is that his name? Is that
mm-hmm. Plutarch yeah. Heavensby?
Yeah.
Man. Well, wasn't that like to see him on the screen?
It was. Like, okay. It was like, kind of heartbreaking.
It was weird last time.
It was weird, but it was
he's
weird.
He's in more of this movie than he was the first part.
Yeah. But how much like, of the. I don't think
oh,
so.
No, I think
he played
more.
A much bigger role in the last
one.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, I imagine that for the second part, I heard they had to fill in some stuff on the first one, but to just see him and have him be straight up in scenes.
Yeah, but I think
that
they had
weird.
To have filmed everything from this one already.
Right.
Oh,
they
must have been all shot at the same time.
They shot.
I think there's one scene that he clearly wasn't there for.
Which one?
The ending scene.
The ending
he had
scene
to be
where
all blurred out
oh,
in the background.
Well, no, I was thinking the scene where like hey, where hey Mitch is like, I have a long speech from Plutarch.
Well, it's a snow. Yeah, it's the same part. Like that was before the very end where he is in the background on a TV in a blurry. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Like, let me read you what he would have said if he were here.
Yeah.
But
knowing what happened, like that it wasn't a contract dispute or whatever, it was kind of sad because you knew that's what happened. Normally you'd be like, yeah, he wanted more money. But in this case, you're just like,
oh,
he has to read the letter.
Well, at least they didn't fake shimp him like Crispin Glover.
Yeah.
I just put him upside down. No, nobody will ever know.
So they kind of Katniss kind of says, look, I know he's not the prim or not the prim. He's not the PETA that I know. I need to get back out there. And she's like, you know, Coin is kind of saying
like on Match.com,
like on Match.com
or get back out
Tinder
there.
Or Plenty of Fish.
Grindr.
Really,
whatever
matter.
Your thing is.
Plenty of Mockingjay.
the guys on Grindr be like, this is
Mockingjay
weird.
Date.
No, that's not the
weird. We've got our own conversation.
Yeah. Dan and I are.
So if you listen to the left side of your headphones the last 1 minute or the right side, you're going to get two.
So she kind of says like, I need to be in the Capitol. I need to get to the Capitol. And she's like, We can't take the Capitol unless we take District 2. And District 2, I don't really remember what the significance of District 2 was.
Well, they're the army. They're the fighters.
Is that what it was?
So there's basically a lot of people that are still loyal to the Capitol in District 2. Which
as you get closer, as the numbers get smaller,
I see.
And you get closer to the Capitol,
that's where the loyalty gets stronger.
You have
stronger.
More things. The Capitol provides for you better. You're more. They value what you do more.
Right.
So if you live within the Capitol... Like you're a government worker or whatever, you're important or a celebrity that they put out there. So that's why it's so rich and opulent. And then 2 was like, what, the military?
I'm pretty sure that's the careers came from 2. That's where I think Finnick and the people that are the fighters.
Well, Finnick and Natalie Dormier. Yeah. And
so they're
the only reason I know that is because when they flash their pictures up later in the movie, it says what district they're from.
Right.
Yeah,
so there's a lot of loyalists that have a big army and a lot of guns and everything.
Right.
Because if you live in 2, you got it pretty good. And the further out you get, and that's why the rebellion starts in like 12.
Yeah. 13.
Yeah. I mean, District 2, they're still like within the delivery zone, so they don't have to pay a fee.
Right. Free shipping.
So Amazon Prime doesn't even work in District 10.
No.
Has District 10. Do you know that?
I didn't know
this.
Is
how,
that right?
Oh, they use Jet in District 10.
This is how awful it is.
Jet.com.
So, she meets back up with Gail and everybody else that you've seen already, and they kind of they have this meeting with District 2, who is the gal from Game of Thrones, Brienne of Tarth is in this.
Yeah, two people from Game of Thrones now.
Who's the first one?
Natalie Dormer.
Oh yeah.
Who I think looks awesome with the half of her head shape.
She looks awesome anyway.
I'm just saying, like, she can pull that off.
Yeah. Give her Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
So they kind of lay out this plan where they have this, there's this base that's embedded in this rock, and there's no way to get in without losing hundreds of people. And that's, they kind of say, like, we can send in these troops, and one of the gals who is in charge of one of the districts is like, no, like, I've already lost so many people. I'm just leading lambs to the slaughter at this point. I'm not going to just send them in as fodder for you to kill and make your plan. So they come up with this idea to cause an avalanche to cave in To where everybody is trapped inside. They can we can either go in, sacrifice all of these people and get the weapons out, or we can cave in this installation.
Plug the hole.
Exactly. And then the weapons can't come out, and now we have an advantage.
And Katniss is like, look, just killing tons of people.
There's civilians in there. Yeah. So like Katniss is like, look, there's people in there. We can't just let them die. So they devise this plan where there's like a train tunnel that comes out. So they're like, okay, we'll collapse the thing. We'll leave the train tunnel open, and then they can come out with us if they choose to do so. So the plan goes. And this, I'm trying to think, is this the point where Gale lays out the plan with like the double bomb, where he's talking who the guy in the wheelchair, the black guy in the wheelchair who was one of the victors from he's laying out this plan about a double bomb that Katniss is like, you're gonna kill everybody. And this is the first time we see Gale kind of have a backbone, where he's like, yeah, yeah, they support Snow, so yeah. they all need to die. And Katniss is like, maybe I'm going to stick with PETA.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is the point where you're just like, I don't think she's going to end up with Gale talking
Gale,
like this.
Gale may have just shot himself in the foot.
But at some point, like, how do you wage a war? Like, I'm not saying,
given the climate that we are in right now, like, I don't think the timing of this.
No, I get it.
No,
yeah.
But I'm saying, like,
kill
the, time,
or be killed
the timing
point,
of this
yeah.
movie is very interesting.
Well, there's a plot point coming up that I thought was really fascinating.
Correct. Yes, there is.
Yes.
Yeah. And I
like,
I was sitting in a theater and I was like,
nobody else seemed to be getting the same resonance from it. That
correct.
I'm almost positive we're talking about the same.
Yeah.
That I was like, are you effing kidding me?
Like, it's kind
of we're doing this in this movie.
It's creepy.
Yeah.
And I don't, obviously, this movie was made.
Sure.
2-3 years ago.
Couple years ago.
Yeah, and they finished it in like 2014, so it's been done for a while.
So it's not like they were like, hey, this is happening.
Right.
Let's,
but it, I wouldn't, when I, yeah, we'll get
that. So they do their thing. There's a train comes through full of survivors. And they want Katniss to kind of give a speech like she's known for. To rally to help these people,
the rest of the people in turn. Yeah, they need them on their side
to join.
Yeah, fight Snow. Don't fight. You know, don't fight us. We're trying to help
right.
you.
And the speech that she gives. She's like, I'm trying to think. Like, oh, somebody falls or they go to shoot somebody, and she helps them up, and he ends up putting a gun to her head.
Well, yeah, a guy walks out. I couldn't tell if he was like holding his head or it looked like he was almost on a cell phone. It was weird. He had like his hand to his ear, and everyone said stand down. He's walking towards Katniss.
And Katniss keeps going.
And so they shoot him, and then she's like, no, he needs help. Don't stop shooting him.
Right.
And then
he kind of pulls a gun on
then
her.
Then he pulls a gun. It was a plan, basically. Nope.
And it just so happens it is a perfect opportunity to give the perfect propaganda speech where she kind of says, look, I'm tired of killing for him. Like my district is gone. You and I don't have a beef with each other. Like, our beef should be with him.
The only fight is the fight he created.
Right, right.
Us,
we don't have it. Like, I don't know you. You don't know me. You blew up my district. But I'm like,
your people killed mine. Mine killed more yours.
Right.
It's all a cycle.
And then he ends up like, it's that point where I think everybody, except for the one guy, one poor guy that gets it.
Well, he's not too poor. He tried to murder her.
I love the fact that she gives that speech and somebody stands up and shoots her.
Yeah.
Waits till the speech is done.
But I did. I was just like, I'm so tired of this idea that someone can stand up and give this impassioned speech, even if it's well-reasoned and logical,
right.
And think that everyone will go, you know what, that makes a lot of sense. You've completely convinced
me. Yeah, let me put my gun down.
The one guy's no.
You know what, though? But the problem with that, Tom, is that was actually my problem with almost the whole movie. You don't think there's one loyalist in their group of thousands of people armed with machine guns. You don't think there's one that would just kill her for Snow in the head, point blank.
There was one. He tried it, and they killed him.
No, I'm just saying,
but
like,
it should have happened sooner.
There is an entire army full of people.
Saying makes sense, there's going to be somebody that's going to say, I don't believe you.
Yeah. Right.
Like,
I just
don't think what you're saying is true.
That's one of the things that PETA keeps saying is like, you're a liar. So, you know, if they can brainwash
PETA can think that, yeah.
Right.
You've got people standing there that are civilians, basically, armed with guns, and there's thousands of them.
If you can brainwash a guy who tapped that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
To be against it.
Yeah.
Like that's, no, I didn't enjoy it.
Well, sir,
you're a liar.
That's some wicked sorcery you got going on there. That's all I'm saying.
Wait, are they together in real life? Were they ever together?
Not in real life.
No, I don't think so. No, she's dating the guy from Coldplay, isn't she?
Yeah, that's right. Chris Martin.
No, that was a flame.
She was dating Beast.
Nicholas Holt?
Yeah.
She's
She was.
She's a lovely lady.
She is a lovely lady.
But so she gives the speech. That guy stands down, and then some other guy just shoots her in the chest five times.
So like we jump to the Capitol.
Liam Hemsworth.
Oh, she was dating Gale?
That's who she's dating is Liam Hemsworth.
Now she's gay.
Liam Hemsworth.
Well, I have a feeling that she just gets
this is from
are we having
drawn into you the, know the roles the people that she's working with.
Well, this I guess that's true because Mystique and Hank McCoy were definitely a couple.
I think a lot of times you're on the set together.
That's true.
I mean, it's like
high school.
You date who you know. I mean,
I married somebody I worked with, so I'm not.
Are you telling me this right now? When I was watching the trailers before the movie, are you telling me that Bradley Cooper has not hit that? They've worked together four times now.
I don't know. And actually, I will tell you what.
He's
the best friend.
I felt like them on screen in Silver Linings Playbook, like you could feel there was something between the, like it wasn't just acting.
Yeah. Right.
Like they had a natural chemistry with each other. So, I mean, if he did.
I'm just saying, I think
she looked amazing in that movie.
But they're both like very good looking actors.
Too much good looks.
I'm thinking
it's like Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, there's no way.
It's too much.
Too much for one place. You just instantly close your eyes, you blink, and they're in bed naked together. It's just what happened. It's just
creepy, Kevin.
But yes, OK Magazine. OK Magazine says that that's who she's currently dating.
Okay, well, good for her.
And also
him.
If you type in who is J, Google autofill completes it with Jennifer Lawrence dating.
What's the second result?
I don't know. I just thought that
Jennifer
was
Lopez.
Who is Jit? And who is
Jit?
Joe.
Nice.
It just goes to who is Jenny Mollen?
It's a good question. It's a great question.
Jenny Mollen?
I have no idea.
And then who is Jenny McCarthy?
Who's asking who Jenny McCarthy is?
I don't know. Somebody with vaccine doesn't want vaccines.
I guess.
Who is Jennifer Aniston married to? And who is
Justin
Jennifer
Theroux?
Lopez?
Who is Justin Lopez?
Who is Jennifer Lopez?
Oh, gotcha.
That's another one. That's a dumb.
Who's Jennifer Lopez?
Well, they can't finish. They see the picture of her and they can't.
Never mind.
Their hands are tied up. So,
we jump back to District 13, where we find Katniss in a bed and we see Jenna Malone for the first time, and she looks rough. Because like when you see her in part two, like she's built like an athlete, and she's had that funny scene where she's stripping in front of PETA.
She has hair,
and now she looks like a heroin addict.
Yeah.
Like
she's been
super
rescued.
Gaunt,
well,
she's
just like
head.
PETA is. They didn't feed them. They obviously tortured them in one or more than one regard.
Right.
So
there's a funny scene where she walks up. She wakes up and Katniss is like, oh, hi. And she's like, how bad is it? And she's like, of course your costume was bulletproof. So she's got like a bruise on her rib. She's like, I got cracked ribs or whatever. She's like, oh, then you won't be needing this. And just unhooks her morphine and like plugs it into her own little port. And I was like, oh, all right. You're a drug addict. Okay.
Yeah.
And she kind of like gives Katniss some crap where she's like, look, you aren't going to do this. Like, you're not the one that it should have been me. And she's like, yeah, but they can't control you. That's the thing. She's like, you can't be controlled. Like, they didn't want you because you were, you were the, you know, what's the term? Like, you were just like
a loose cannon.
Yeah. A loose cannon. Thank you. I was thinking,
she didn't have any, like, they didn't have any bargaining.
No, she was like, she wanted to kill Snow. Like, that's really what all it came down to. Yeah. Like, they couldn't use her. Nobody liked her, so they couldn't, and people liked Katniss from the get.
Right.
So they just had to use Katniss as the best that they could. So she goes and she talks again to Coin and Plutarch, and she's like, I think they send her sister. I want to see PETA. They're like, no. Remember what happened last time where I almost broke your neck? We're going to go ahead and avoid that again. We're going to send your little sister in.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do. What's the worst that could happen? So she kind of sits down with PETA.
Oh, we'll see.
Yeah. Don't worry. Something bad happens a lot later in the movie. Prim goes in and kind of talks to him. And initially, like, he's the PETA that you remember. Like, his memories are coming back. And then I'm trying to think if she says something about Katniss and then he just loses his mind.
Basically, he's
As soon as he hears Katniss.
Something comes up with Katniss and then he's like, wait a minute, Katniss sent you in here.
She knows
you're talking to me.
He goes full
nuts.
Conspiracy theory. Yeah. Like, you know, she's a liar. She's the reason everybody's dead. Oh, they bring up his parents.
He goes Alex Jones on her.
What's that mean?
It's the guy that does all the conspiracy theory podcasts.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, and that's
his name? Did you get his name wrong?
Dan's like,
well, he would know.
Put me on the spot.
Dan loves the conspiracy.
Yeah, I was trying to think of the name of the Manchurian Candidate. So,
oh, okay,
Frank Sinatra.
Well, yeah, the character, but the
Denzel
yeah.
Washington.
No,
okay. So
the trigger. He had the trigger. It was the Queen of Hearts or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there was a okay. playing card. Yeah. At least I never saw the remake.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't. What's the point?
Wasn't planning on it.
Yeah,
yeah.
No.
If I made it this long.
So they pull Prim out of the room, and you know it's very obvious that. And now Katniss is kind of saying, "Look, he's gone. Like, there's nothing left of him that I care about." So they have to. I'm trying. How did they end?
Well,
up?
Well, he says some like really nasty things, and they're like, "That's not PETA in there."
And yeah. she's like, "I know."
And she knows it. She's yeah. like, but, "He's not the. That's not the real PETA talking. That's the brainwashing."
Right, right,
talking.
Right. But yeah. I think she's also like you can kind of see she's coming with terms of the fact that like he may not be the guy that I ever remember ever again.
I mean, did they give him like a Snickers to see if that helps?
Did you say Snickers?
A Snickers.
Oh, a Snickers. Know, like a Snickers.
He's just hangry.
Like, maybe. Did they give him stickers? Like, hey, buddy.
They call him like you went to the grocery
yeah,
store.
You did a really good job today. Here's your Mickey Mouse sticker.
No, like a Snickers.
Kevin!
You know. Give him a Snickers like you're being a real PETA.
Just don't give him a Katniss sticker.
Yeah,
from,
oh,
no,
Lord.
Mocky J Part 1.
Yeah, don't give him the bird. Yeah. So
split the difference. Give him a Kit Kat in a spar.
Yeah.
Oh,
hey.
Trademark real spoilers.
Yeah.
Save it.
I don't know.
I don't think we could trademark two other trademark properties.
But if you put them together in a form of a parody,
no. I maybe, no. maybe under parody.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Parody candy. I'm going to produce parody candy.
Yeah.
It's just two halves of two trademark
Correct.
Candy.
Yeah. One will be a Twix, it'll be
What's
a Kit Kat.
What's the worst
bar?
That could happen?
It's a parody.
It's a parody.
Where's that?
Like works for Weird Al.
Willy Weird Al Yonka.
Whoa. Okay.
Played by Johnny Depp.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, he'd love it. He'd be all over it. So she kind of says, like, I got to go. Like, I need to get out there. The people need to see me. She's like, can you imagine how they would feel if, like, I've just been. So I guess I should say, so we go back to the Capitol, and they're having this round table. And the propaganda that the Capitol is playing is that Katniss is dead. They show the whole thing. They show her getting shot. And I kind of, like, as I'm watching this, I realize I kind of love Donald Sutherland.
Oh yeah!
Oh,
like,
oh,
watching
so
this,
good.
Watching this,
like,
I'm like,
I miss
he's an
that.
Amazing
I miss
actor.
That guy
yeah.
so much.
He's just like, I mean, he's one of those guys who's just always going to be good.
Yeah,
even if depending, it doesn't matter. Like Anthony Hopkins always rises above the material.
That's true.
Regardless,
yeah.
and I think Sutherland is
right on par.
Yeah.
All I can think about is him from Animal House when he just walks away, like his butt's hanging out.
Yeah.
What happened?
Why
are you this
for?
I just saw Karen Allen. It was fine. Now I got to look at Don Sutherland's butt.
We don't need equal time. This isn't a nudity presidential election.
Yeah.
Well, plus he's wearing a sweater. You know?
Is that what it was?
I thought
it was
he's wearing a big old sweater. And it's like, okay, now I beg to differ. You, if you're cold enough for a sweater, you can
put on pants.
Put, you know, let's
some
trouser up on this.
You're going to have this argument as your daughter gets older because we fight this battle all the time. You don't need shorts and a hoodie. What are we doing?
Yes.
all the time. Funny. Kids. Kids. Today. All I know is mine layered up yesterday. I was like, I like that. Yeah, just layer up. That's good.
Yeah.
So they, you know, and then they were, I guess the guy from the leader of District 2, like the lead military guy kind of, you know, he's, what are we here? Like he's, Sutherland kind of says, what are we here to celebrate? And they're like the death of whatever, of Katniss and the winning of the Capitol. And he's like, wrong, because we just lost our entire stronghold because of you. And he ends up killing the military leader of District 2. And I thought, like, it was weird because all I can think is, like, he just poisoned that one drink. Like, because I don't remember
I guess
eating.
They had assigned seatings.
Yeah. I was like, what if the wrong
they
guy
had to have
sat
assigned
down?
Seating. Oh, he's like, oh, I don't like this sparkling cider.
Yeah,
can you switch me?
Yeah. It looks funny. I don't like the way. I don't like carbonated
water.
I think it was
like a wedding or something because none of that stuff sticks. Yeah.
So it just more like, so in the first movie, you don't really get an idea of how bad Snow. I mean, you do,
had a pretty good
well,
idea.
I mean, he wasn't like. I feel like in one, he was kind of like the mustache twirling. Nah, nah, nah.
Oh no! Where in, he like, killed a lot of
Curly Howard.
Yeah,
didn't have a mustache, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, it's true. Yeah. But I mean, like by the second movie, he was full on.
Yeah.
Evil
well,
genius.
At this point, I mean, there's an uprising and a rebellion. Like he's seen Star Wars, he knows how this ends.
Yeah, I was like, we don't have anything that has like a tiny hole that a wombat can get through, do we? Because we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Womp rat. Yeah.
Or wombat.
Yeah, that's the
wampa.
Same thing.
Or something
wampa.
A wampa can fit through, and a womp rat is
two different things. Yeah. We'll get estimates. It's fine. So now we go back to the. the District 13 where Katniss kind of says, I got to go. Like, I've got to get back out there.
They're like, hell no. Yeah, like, you're the face of this whole rebellion.
He's
like,
you just got shot. And then she's like, right, I just got shot. Could you imagine the what it would do the morale if I've just been shot and now I'm back on the front lines? Like, they're not going to stop me, you know, whatever.
Just get her a Pope-mobile.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So they go, they jump on a plane and they're taking off to District 2, I guess.
Yeah, to resupply the troops.
Right, okay.
Medical and food rations.
So there's a moment between Gale and Katniss where, like, Gale's kind of a bitch. Like, he kind of keeps giving Katniss, like, the guilt trip about PETA.
Well, if you are Chris Hemsworth's little brother, yes, I mean, if you had to stand in that shadow.
Yeah, I got Thor over here and...
He gets... Jennifer Lawrence, right?
Yeah, so doing okay. Who wins that one? Yeah, my brother's Thor.
This is my girlfriend.
Who's laughing now?
Yeah, I don't think Chris Hemsworth has any trouble.
I don't think so either. Who also, didn't he hook up with Natalie Dormier in, what was that racing movie?
Oh, he probably hooks up with everybody.
Yeah,
it's Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah,
so.
That's a good point, yeah. But, so, like, they have this, they talk, and then she kisses him, and then, like, he's like, meh. He's like, it's like kissing a drunk girl.
Well, maybe maybe that's because he didn't move his mouth.
I was glad that he addressed that it was a weird kiss.
Yes,
because
right.
I'm watching this, I'm like, I'm that's not how kissing works.
No,
I know that I've been married for a little while now, but like, that's not how kissing works.
No,
like,
that was the stupidest thing because they go to kiss, or quote unquote kiss. She basically kisses him,
right.
And he stays stationary and lets her kiss his top lip,
right.
And mm-hmm. he doesn't move. And then he's basically like, no, you're not really here. Like, dude, you didn't move.
Well,
like,
I mean, like, I can see what he's saying. Like, he's like, you're just doing it to do it. Like, you're in your heart, you're still with PETA. And here you
are.
Well,
he didn't know that from the kiss that he didn't move for. Like, that
but I, no,
part,
I think,
that performance made no...
I think he's saying he's not lifting his weight. He's not carrying, holding up his end of the kiss equation.
Yeah,
but
so what I'm saying,
fully
he said
judge.
From the kiss that you weren't, like, he was referring to the kiss.
Like,
I see what you're saying. But he's like, you're not really here referring to the kiss. He didn't move during, like...
But I guess my feeling is, like, he knew why she was trying to kiss him, and he was just like, no.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, you know...
Yeah. Your ways will...
If Jennifer Lawrence wants to pity kiss you,
yeah,
I'm going to pity kiss... I'm
let Jennifer Lawrence pity kiss
for
you.
For at least 2 seconds.
Right.
Give or take.
Yes.
Gale's been through a lot. He might get more than a pity kiss.
He might. Not in this movie.
Well,
he might break himself off a piece of that Kit Kat in this bar.
That Kit Kat in this bar.
Yeah.
And he's not going to share either.
No.
No.
Parody law 2015 real spoilers. Yeah. Yes.
So they get to District 2,
mm-hmm.
and this is where
she sneaks on the reinforcement
plane. Yeah,
she, like,
sneaks on the plane to
that's
get
right.
there.
So stealthy.
Hovercraft.
Puts a hood on,
there's
walks
a lot.
Past two guards.
I'm gonna tell
you. Like, she's been playing the Hitman video game.
There's a lot of hood wearing that people think that's going to get him out of any situation.
I know.
Put up.
Yeah,
well, we'll get into that later.
It's a good thing George Zimmerman doesn't work for District 1.
Oh, man. They wouldn't last long. What, too soon?
Too soon?
Yeah.
Is that George Zimmerman?
Is that getting taken out?
Oh my god.
Can we not make a George Zimmerman joke?
He's a douchebag.
Yeah,
he's like, just like, just to be clear,
it's not like he was defending Bill Cosby.
I know.
Yeah.
Zimmerman wasn't like, I'm just saying, he'll shoot anybody in a hoodie because he's crazy MF.
Saying is that guy's been back to jail more times than I care to admit. Yeah. Actually, I'll admit it. A bunch of times.
So she sneaks
onto the reinforcement plane.
Past the stormtroopers.
Which
Skittles
I always,
and an iced tea.
I always forget until I see them. And I was like, yeah, they do look just like stormtroopers. They didn't stray too far from anything. So she gets back to District 2, and then she walks off the plane. Everybody's like, what are you doing here? She meets back up with Gale and kind of the whole... what do you call it? The survivors.
Squadron.
Well, like, all of the survivors are there.
Oh, the victors?
The victors,
yeah.
All
the
victors
are there. Yeah, they're all on the ground. All the victors are fighting with District 2. You know, they're the main lead, like the leader kind
right.
of. And so she's basically, and at this point, Philip Seymour Hoffman and Julianne Moore are back in the control center like, well, now they see her on the ground.
Oh, that's
this
right.
This is a great piece of propaganda that we didn't intend to, but
we're
going to
say,
for all intents and purposes,
this was us.
We did intend for
this
to happen.
This is we put all this together. Yeah. And it's like, at this point, as we get further, you'll hear some more details about certain people in this movie. I was like, huh, that's going to like.
Well, all I know is that from the very beginning, I thought Julianne Moore's character was a four-letter word that started with C, and it wasn't coin.
She was
President C something.
What did Money Pit or what did M say?
Careless.
Careless.
Careless. Yeah. I mean, you can. If she should have had a mustache at this rate,
twirl. She was definitely. Yeah. Like, I don't remember, like I said, I haven't read the books, so like initially when I saw her, I was like, well, maybe, and then in this movie, you're like, eh.
Because she makes some decisions, just like the
she makes some decisions, but
decisions are made.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, you're just like, yeah, she's not bad. As good
this
as
is
we.
Bad. So, we get our group put together. So we've got Finnick, who just got married. Finnick gets married, and then it was a nice little
sweet.
Tender moment.
I wonder where you register in District 2.
Yeah,
it's a good question.
Well, District 2, yeah, there's.
I mean, can you find a place in that short amount of time? You know, to hold.
It was a fairly fancy wedding, considering they're in a war zone.
Really,
I just wonder.
It was a really nice dress.
And, yeah, it's too bad that
had a lovely view.
Correct.
It's just too bad he had to go to war right after the wedding, but he'll just see her when they're done. So
yeah, he'll be fine. Yeah, don't worry about it.
They'll take their honeymoon then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Hold off on the honeymoon. Just a couple weeks. And
not consummate the marriage, though. Like, he knocked that out real quick.
Yeah. Well, he could have. It's just.
Talking Jay.
Hey!
There it is.
So you've got Finnick.
From Vivid Entertainment.
Yeah. Finnick and Katniss and Gale, and then Natalie Dormier, Foggy Nelson.
That's who that is. I'm is that? That's Foggy. Okay.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay. With totally long blonde,
long,
beautiful
big old hair. Big old beard.
Yeah.
They're the Star Squad. That's what they call
them. Yeah. So, like, we're not going to do anything real.
Right.
We're going to videotape everything.
Yeah.
And then we're going to, like, the squad behind us.
They're there to sell, like, war bonds.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. The squad behind us is going to do the real lifting.
Dan and I get that. He's just old timey.
Yeah. Let's Captain America. I get it. Yeah.
Oh, it's Captain America.
Let's go.
Yeah. I get that. I understand that reference.
Yeah. Oh, no. It was something new. Got recycled. Okay, cool. Yeah.
So they have this Boggs, who's kind of like the guy in command, has this game gear that looks like an old
Pip
Sega.
Boy.
Yeah, exactly. That just tells like so the Capitol has cleared out all of the outlying areas.
Like the game makers are still creating traps like they did in the games.
Correct.
But over the entire district. Like,
and they have to. The only thing that they have is this hologram that tells you exactly where the old ones are, but not the new ones.
It's like Pac-Man if every dot was a giant killing contraption.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Literally, the map is like this hologram up with streetways, and it's just like red dots for
they also, it's
everywhere.
Weird. They make that map look massive, right? So when they tell you where they are, they're like, oh, we're only 5 blocks away. You know what I mean? Like, so like they get to a point, and they're like, the Capitol's like 5 blocks that way.
Yeah. The
and,
mansion
and I was
or whatever
like, oh,
fine.
That's not that far. Because when you look at the map, I'm thinking like it's 20 miles away.
Right,
you know
it
mean?
Looks like it's
it looks huge.
Huge,
but
yeah,
it's
they
not.
Have this
it's...
little hologram map that there's no need to try and make a second one of.
No, right, one device,
just the one,
just one,
just got the one,
just got the one.
Should we maybe make a second? Let's go.
No,
let's
no.
get on the march.
We got
to
move.
What
like,
if we made two of these?
Stop
split-
using
no,
your brain.
No.
We have to go.
Man,
no reason
I'll tell you,
for that.
The foreshadowing in this movie too, you know, and you know, if you say whatever Beetlejuice 3 times, it's going to clear out
whatever you do.
10-meter radius.
Yeah, don't
whatever.
Say I'll be right back.
Yeah,
that was, yeah.
Love,
if you,
that's still
if
one
you
of my
flip
favorite.
The switch on this thing.
Yeah, you have to flip a switch and say like,
and then say the name of
Bloody
the device,
Mary, Bloody Mary,
whatever
Bloody Mary
it is.
Yeah, the, she shows up. And
plot
then...
device, plot device, plot
well,
device.
Just like in the
oh, there's Candyman.
Yeah,
see,
yeah.
That's Bloody Mary. You could do them both.
Well, Beetlejuice
yeah.
has
oh, yeah,
taken
right.
over since Candyman
no.
3 times.
Man, imagine those three like on a road trip.
Ugh, Beetlejuice,
man.
Bloody Mary,
hey,
Candyman.
Candyman.
You guy. Hey guy, yeah. I don't want to say too much. Guy. Person.
Yeah. A lot of nicknames going.
Yeah.
On.
You.
Hey, would
man.
You like a taco? My friend,
no.
Candy,
yeah,
candy, candy guy.
Do not
does that
listen.
Count?
Whatever you do, don't listen to Sammy Davis Jr.'s greatest hits on your iPod. On that, right?
Oh no, what happens? Does he take over the iPod?
he can make the sun shine.
Who can make
like, his like, biggest
he,
song? Is called,
I know. But like, does he come out of the iPod?
Well,
like,
no, his biggest hit is Candyman.
That's the worst. You do it at night. Like,
what is
like,
it?
His big Candyman.
What is it?
Candyman.
Oh, Tom!
I always fall for that.
The whole podcast shuts down.
Just put a death sound.
Yeah. Right. So they're going through the city and they see their first booby trap.
Hey. And my God, did these game makers set up some...
You giggle.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
That's why I know. You could not be in the Star Squad.
I couldn't. Yeah. You'll be like, is it movie?
I'll get it.
Kill him. Kill him now.
Joe was in there laughing. He said, boom,
and,
boom.
And if Jennifer Lawrence was in front of you, you would not even be able to...
I wouldn't be able to laugh.
You'd be staring at her butt the whole time.
Fine.
He like, if I'm going to go, that's the way I'm going to go.
He would certainly follow her into battle.
I would. Yep.
I'm going with Katniss.
Yeah, he might not know they were about to enter a battle, yeah. But
where,
he would
do you know
her.
Where she's going?
I don't care.
Yeah, I'm right behind her.
Up the stairs, hopefully.
Yeah, with any luck. So the first one is the flamethrowers. Does that sound right?
Sure.
Like they're walking through
It's like an alley between two huge buildings, like a big alley.
Yeah.
And so they, for the propo, they wanted to shoot an arrow. And so
I hate that they kept calling it propo.
That was annoying.
Through the whole series, they call them that. Their propaganda videos are called propos, so they don't have to say propaganda piece or whatever, you know? Nice. But that's
because that's what we're going to save time with these movies. Just shorten words. That's what
we wouldn't want these movies to get long or drug out.
It is an annoying word, though. I know
just,
what you mean.
Like, it's just one
like,
of those
propo.
Propo. Oh, like, oh.
Vacay always did that to me. Like, people say, how's your vacay? It's like, shun. It's one more syllable. Try it.
I took a whole week. I had time to say shun, which is what I'm doing to you now, good sir. Good day.
When you buy this on Blu-ray, Tom, which I know you will, I will re-edit the audio track.
I will, because it'll be $6 at one point. I'll be like, for $6.
Yeah, it's fine.
Got to complete it.
Yeah.
But you'll go to track 5. I'll record for it. And it'll be, okay, we need you to shoot a propaganda video. Propaganda videotape.
I really hope someone makes a fan edit of these two movies that clocks in at like 2.5 hours.
Would it be?
That'd be kind of cool.
Topher Grace.
Topher Grace, yeah. Did he do that with The Hobbit, right?
He did a Star Wars. The first trilogy and edited it down to like one like hour and 15-minute movie.
Somebody did it for The Hobbit.
Yeah.
And it to be done.
I don't think it was somebody famous, but somebody did do it.
Well,
Topher Grace did it because he wanted to teach himself how to edit.
Okay. Yeah.
And so he was like, I'll take this and make it like one good movie.
That's interesting.
And so he made like an hour and 45 minutes.
It's supposedly awesome.
It's supposedly really good.
I have the Marvel Cinematic Cut, and it is chronologically put, so it's everything that we've done, every Marvel movie they've done so far.
Oh, okay.
Including the shows and all of the
and you watch them as they would
they cut it. It's cut. If you go to maybe not so reputable websites and you look up like the MCU companion, it is cut down to where like
it's one video.
Like, yes.
Oh,
it
God.
Is like a 12-hour
thing. Long.
But like it starts with Thor the Dark World with Boar, like that opening scene with Boar, and then Agent Carter and Captain America first event.
That's
and just
crazy.
Cuts all the like it intertwines like the Ant-Man scene from 1980 like is further up in the movie and you catch that might
a fall under some kind of an artistic thing
like a fair use
because that's so much editing just like the
there's some disclaimer I see on a lot of the stuff like John B. Devdar who did
the Star Wars one
the despecialized stuff I mean and they haven't shut him down or anything but like what he says is it's for historical purposes or something
because
like that.
Because if Marvel, Lucas, Disney has not shut down
not
despecialized edition, it has to be okay. So that might be. And then if you own them all, it's probably legal too because you're just getting an edited version because you can download stuff for backup purposes.
Correct.
So it might be okay.
It was interesting to watch. Yeah. Like, I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Anyway, so they, she shoots the arrow and then they get the big
flamethrowers just fill the entire alleyway.
The other thing is the traps only work once.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. Thank you for bringing this up. Yeah. That's a great point because I'm like, okay, if the game makers were smart, which they kind of were on the next one, the thing would happen, and then there'd be another thing.
You'd
that
have
follows.
Like a 5-second leeway.
I mean,
to get
come on,
through
that's
the
Super
thing.
Mario.
Exactly.
Right. We know that.
Yeah. We know. Like, unless
They'll
I blow
it,
it up, unless I break the things, it's gonna do it again.
Because the next thing is machine guns. So
correct.
They go to the next alley, and someone does something,
they
and then
throw,
they
like,
duck
a,
behind.
Yeah.
They duck behind two stone walls, and there's machine guns. And I don't know if you guys thought this, but I'm like, maybe Katniss should get a bit further away from the wall because
they should put people in between her and
the
wall.
Yeah, because there's two huge columns and she's on the wall where, like, if you're in a video game, you duck behind and shoot around.
Right,
and she's
correct.
Right there.
Yeah.
And there's machine guns breaking the stone slabs above her face. I'm like, why don't you go to the left like a foot?
You'll be fine.
But
be fine.
But that happens. And so,
at this point,
I was thinking, why don't the machine guns stop for a minute? If you're so smart, game makers. And
they keep going. So
but,
they make their way through these pillars.
But
so
then the
leaders, the third one, turtles?
Yeah, it's the Red Turtles.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, it's hard to get away from those.
Tough. You can't hop on those.
So the leader makes his way through, and as soon as he walks past the columns, he gets blown to smithereens. Yeah. He steps on like a bomb.
So I'm like, thank you, because that is, I was like, there has to be some trap where you think you're safe, and then, because how dumb are these game makers? Like, oh, we passed.
Like, I'm also thinking, like, we put so many of these things out there, one time is fine.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
As soon as they make it past this one, they're going to die anyway, so it's fine.
Wouldn't that suck if there's, like, 700 games that have never been used, and they've just wasted all this money?
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah. True, they go through three, I think.
Yes, yeah, they only see three of them.
And then, yeah, we see 1,000 dots on the map. You're right.
This is the weird part, is that it's a point that never gets brought up again. So Boggs, who's the guy in charge, and he's the only one who can access the hologram, changes the security clearance to Katniss and kind of says, don't trust anybody. Like, they are not to be trusted.
Yeah.
And then, so, you know, you're, to me, I'm under the assumption that, like, there are moles.
Well, the second in command, they clearly lead you to believe that the female, I can't remember that actress's
name,
but you know her.
Yeah, if you saw her, she's been like in Law and Order.
She's his second in command, so she becomes the leader when he dies, and she says, give me the holograph, whatever that thing's called.
Yeah, she's like, no.
And Katniss is like, no, Boggs gave it to me. But, like, you think that she has some kind of a hidden agenda.
There's ulterior motive, yeah. But I guess before we get to that point, as they're making their way, like, through this Sid Town Square, I guess is what you could call it, one of the people step on an Indiana Jones
stone,
and it
goes down,
it falls in, and then like the door, like the two exits close.
He was not penitent.
He was not. That's a shame. Yeah. And then I can only assume it was tar,
oil.
Is that
what
it was?
Oil.
Okay. So hot oil just starts flooding.
How
did
we know it was hot?
Because it burned those guys.
It burned the guy to a crisp.
I just thought it was like an acid sort of
thing. No. It was oil, and then you saw steam coming up.
I did not see the steam.
And there was a bunch of like leftover fries and crackling.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah.
It was hot, though, because things were getting like melted and destroyed.
Yeah, so this point...
I smell delicious.
Where are they keeping the oil hot? That's what I couldn't figure out.
It
just opened up.
The same place where they store all the contraptions for the elaborate Hunger Games. Where are they getting any of this technology?
But it is kind of weird. Like, it came out of nowhere. Like, they just, like, they closed the two entrances.
Well, underground pipes, tubes. But it's just as believable as, I mean.
It was
standard hot plate, probably. Yeah.
I mean.
Hey, okay.
So, at this point, PETA
snaps.
Have
you ever heard there's a short story about boiling oil? Have you ever heard? Mm-hmm. It's so great. I do not remember what it's called.
All I can think is Royal Oil from the Boston's.
But it's a letter to, it's like an open letter from like a mid-level bureaucrat apologizing for the fiasco that was them trying to dump boiling oil onto people trying to storm their castle. And he's like, in retrospect, mistakes were made. And he's like, you know, and he goes through like, and he just starts breaking down like what a ridiculous way that would be to prevent people from storming your castle. He's like, in our defense, we really hadn't anticipated how long it would take to bring oil to a boil or how long we would need to maintain boiling levels of oil to be constantly at the ready.
That's awesome.
And it's, oh my God.
I feel like it's something out of Monty Python.
Yeah. And I think it's not. And I think it actually, somebody even read it on an episode of This American Life, but it's,
don't bring up better podcasts.
But yeah, well, I think people already know that one.
Don't bring up podcasts.
It was on the episode of This American Life called Fiasco. They read it aloud.
Okay.
And it's definitely worth checking out. It's really funny.
That's
funny.
If we want to get through this movie, we better not read it.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to.
We got a ways to go.
Yeah.
So at this point, PETA snaps. And he attacks Katniss.
PETA snaps. That sounds delicious.
Yeah. Tasted. Trademark real spoilers.
Oh, do you have any PETA chips we can get in between episodes?
Oh, some PETA snaps and some Kit Katniss bars.
Oh, man.
I know why it's the Hunger Games.
That's right.
Running to all try to take shelter in this building. But as the oil's approaching them, he holds down his choking Katniss out. So, like, I think Finnick grabs him off of her, and they narrowly escape.
Gale grabs Katniss, and they take off. But they do end up killing somebody. So, okay.
Well, how about the guy that landed on the trap?
I want to see. Can you go to IMDb?
I can.
Okay. So,
would you like me to?
I would love you to.
Okay.
I feel like the guy who was like the quote unquote best sniper ever was the original Red Ranger. from Power Rangers.
Yeah, I don't know who that was, but I feel like he's someone. Well, yeah,
like,
yeah.
He doesn't talk. He doesn't do anything. But I was like, man, he looks like that guy. Like, I feel like he is that guy.
And I started to wonder if he was going to turn, because I'm like, who's the bad guy?
It doesn't matter, because he died.
Right.
He's the one that gets strung up. Like,
oh,
covered
was that
in,
him?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He gets strung up on these four cables and the hot lava.
Hot oil.
You know, he falls in the oil, and then his carcass is stuck up on this.
It's messy. It looks like a bad way to go.
Yeah, and then they end up like the Boggs ends up getting covered anyway. So they take
this guy.
Is that no? Hey, well, I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Just look up Power Rangers, and I can tell you if it's him or not.
So they finally run into the place, yeah. And then the oil, they climb up one stairway, but then the next stairway to get to the next level is broken, so they're all standing at the highest point that they can get to, which, okay, if I were one of them, I would have been jumping and climbing up. I mean, don't you think with these, like, they're in good shape, they're warriors, like, right. I would have jumped to the next staircase and tried to escape, but they're
lucky
all like,
for them.
The oil stopped
just right there. Yeah.
And so they're like, the game makers are still playing their games.
Right. So this is the point where the gal who was second in charge, who is now in charge because Boggs is dead. That's him. That is him. That's him? Totally the Red Ranger.
That's the Red Ranger?
I think.
Does it say Red Ranger?
Red Ranger, send. He was in 21 Jump Street.
Anyway, you keep doing that. I'm going to keep doing this. So she kind of...
I searched Power Rangers. I don't see it.
Okay. It looks like him. Anyway, he does look like just like an older, chubbier version of the original Red Ranger. So she kind of like, this is the point where I was like, oh, she's the one, because she's trying to get the hologram from Katniss, and she won't give it up. Like, she will not give it up for anything. But like, she keeps pushing the issue. So I was like, all right, maybe this is. All right, whatever. So now Katniss kind of says, look, I am here on a mission from Coin. Like, my mission is to... I'm on a separate mission from Coin. That's the Blue Ranger. to kill Snow. And
isn't that technically everybody's mission at this point?
Well, I think they were just trying to get to the Capitol right. originally. But, like, Katniss kind of says to Jenna Malone at one point, I'm going to kill him.
Yeah.
And she's like... freaking finally you're on point, let's do this. So she kind of like lays out her plan and nobody believes her, and then they're gonna kill her to take the hologram, like, right. She's like, you know, you're breaking orders, you're doing whatever. So now Natalie Dormier kind of steps in and says, nope, she's absolutely right, like, it's real, what, you know, we all know it, let's just roll with it. Yeah. And then they kind of just they go Austin St. John. That's him. That's it. That's the original Red Ranger. So they kind of just like, so she backs down and right. says, okay, like, we're going to let's go. She's like, we have to, they don't really like, so they bring up the hologram again and they're everywhere. So they come up with an idea to go underground, and it turns out.
Sounds like a great idea. What's the worst that could happen?
I have no idea. Maybe. I don't know. We'll get there though, I think.
Let's get there
usually where the bonus coins are. Yeah. Yeah.
So and they start going dun 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 dun.
Bloop bloop bloop. So the Foggy Nelson, I guess when he lived in the Capitol, he worked in the tunnels, and he knows all the tunnels. And there's no traps in the tunnels yet. So they get down there, and then
it's nice of them to leave a clear path,
and a very clear path. So they get down there, and there was a transport vehicle, and they're like, goes past them, and they realize they're too exposed, so they have to go a different way down these tunnels. And then as they're going through a door, I guess they trigger security cam footage. I guess to backtrack just a
they
second.
Thought they were
they thought they were dead.
They thought that they were dead.
So there's two sisters.
Two of the injured people were in the building. The one sister's injured, and they start shooting at the Capitol guys, and then they blow up the entire building.
Right. And so the Capitol assumes that the entire rebellion.
Yeah. Do you even see the scene where they like do the cannon blast?
Correct.
That was awesome.
I thought that was great that they sent out
from the games, because they're so like, they're, it's such like marketing for the Capitol. Right. Like, these games and everything they're about, you know, is so important to them.
So they trigger, you know, everybody, Snow goes on TV and kind of lays down the deal with Katniss. And then President Coin interrupts the broadcast and says, "Look, she's not dead. Like even if she is, she's still the face of this rebellion. The Mockingjay is still the thing we back up." And she even goes so far as to like fake cry. And even Plutarch was like, "That's not bad.
Yeah,
it's pretty good."
And I like how the President Snow is watching this broadcast
and sees through it.
And yeah.
And he was just like, "Huh."
Yeah.
And even like so, like I said, they start to drop hints subtly. Like you don't really get any hints in the first couple when you see Julianne Moore's character for the first. But now they're starting to drop some hints where it's like, all right, like you're playing the game just as much as
Meet
Snow
the new
is.
Boss.
Exactly. Yeah.
Same as the
old
boss.
Same as the old boss. Bernie 2016.
So they're underground.
Yeah, they're underground. And
basically,
they trigger a security cam.
Yeah.
And they catch a picture and then.
And Snow says, release the hounds, basically.
Release
they're
the
called
dogs.
Mutts. They're called mutts. But it's these zombie looking creatures.
Holy
something out of
crap.
Like
the Descent.
I Am Legend or
Yeah. So did anybody, I asked this, did anybody read this book?
No.
Tried to.
Okay. I saw the trailer and I looked at Ellie and I was like, what the hell are those things?
But I mean, I wonder what they are described as
in the
book.
I wanted to know
book.
That too, yeah.
Or if they're even in it.
They are in it.
They basically look like mutant, blind, like zombie creatures.
They really look like the monsters from The Descent, or at least how
I
remember
Legend.
Them.
Right.
It's been a while. Yeah.
Or I Am Legend,
yeah.
I thought of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it is an all-out slaughter fest.
This is
and
a crazy
is no
scene.
Joke.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You lose a bunch of people in this scene, and one that you actually is kind of a big deal. So they realize they have to get up this ladder, but in the process of getting this ladder, they have to fight off
just hundreds
like
of these
hundreds
things coming
of these,
from every
and they're,
angle.
They're not like. You know, sometimes you get monsters in movies where they're kind of slow and like they give our characters
they
enough
take
time
one hit.
To fight back.
These things are not messing around.
Like they are tearing
they
people
eat
to shreds.
You. They just like eat you.
Right.
Like,
so they,
like,
they kill Foggy Nelson's brother who is part of the crew. And as they're fighting people off,
They break off. One of the group gets lost because there's all these like
oh that's right. So
you actually
think that they've killed Foggy. They've killed
you think they've killed
Kat, Natalie Dormer,
and Finnick.
Yeah,
and they've all gone their separate ways. So PETA and Katniss are fighting off these and Gale. And you think for a second like one of them throws Katniss and PETA actually steps in and even though he's handcuffed,
so
he like chokes one out.
What was his deal? Like, did they all had like special skills going into the first time we see them? Right.
Oh no,
so,
this
like,
was just for propaganda. They
No. I mean, like when we first see in the Hunger Games
bread.
Part one, but wasn't he supposed to be like strong?
No,
well, he makes bread.
No, they just picked in District 12. They just picked like they picked Prim
they picked
and they picked,
random.
Yeah.
I guess
yeah.
I felt. But
no,
they
careers
just,
have cool skills, and
but
stuff.
No, but
because they want to get picked, yeah.
right?
They're,
but like when they go to the training, they have to get.
You're
like,
thinking of Divergent, where they all have special.
You're thinking of Golden Axe.
Yeah, he was the dwarf. He was actually the dwarf. Yeah.
I loved everything
about
that
game.
No, that's Divergent. They all have special abilities
right, okay.
for
and
what
they
district.
Get
they're.
In the group, and then she can do anything.
One's in Hufflepuff. Right. One's in yeah. So
okay.
One's
so,
in Snuffleupagus.
Yes.
Another one is, and then they're all they're always fighting their evil overlord HR Puff and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, that's Spider Man was on that show.
Yeah,
the Hamburglar.
Oh, what a jerk!
Rubble.
So they all
the Hunger Games.
All full circle. Da-da-da-da-da. So they all break.
McDonald's is going to sue us. Thanks.
No. Yeah, it's all right.
Parody. So the three of them are like fending for their lives. PETA takes his handcuffs, but like chokes one out before it can kill Katniss. And then Finnick swoops in. And
which was
just,
an awesome, like.
Oh, yeah. He's got, they all have like guns and he has
miss,
a
like,
cool
I don't,
staff
like,
thing.
Finnick doesn't really do anything. So you see him in two, right? That's where
he
debuts.
Do anything?
He has a trident.
He's a
right?
badass. Yeah.
But what does he, like, does he get into a fight in two?
Oh, he kills. Oh, I. Oh.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like in two.
In the Hunger Games, he just takes people out with his trident.
He's stabby.
He's old
stabby.
He's a badass.
Yeah, he's a stabby. Well, in this one, you get an amazing fight sequence.
He carries
for
an
him.
Old grandma on his back
that's
while he's
right.
killing people.
Yeah. That's
like,
right.
Is,
I forgot about that. Yeah, in the books.
He's. I mean, he's really a badass.
So in this, he is going to town on some of these mutts. Like he is just swinging this axe, and he's like taking people out left and right.
Yeah.
And as people are starting to shimmy up this ladder. Unfortunately, Finnick is the last one down there, and he is like, you think he's going to get away for a second. Like, he's halfway up the ladder.
He kicks, you know, the old, like, oh, he grabs his leg and he kicks him off and he starts
climbing. If only he had, like, bat mutt repellent, he would have been fine.
I know,
fine.
Right?
Yeah.
Mutt repellent bat spray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he gets dragged down and is torn to shreds. And then Katniss detonates the MacGuffin.
Beetlejuice.
Yeah, and drops it down and blows everything up.
So here's the deal. So she has explosive arrows that she's shooting left and right.
Right.
Then she has one device with a map with every single bad guy booby trap there is, or as many as they know about. She still has explosive arrows because she uses them. She uses them after that, because I remember. But yet she throws the MacGuffin device down. Why did she not stand there and shoot an explosive arrow?
Because I thought that she was out of explosive arrows. No, so she had one arrow left,
and she explodes
later. I thought she wanted an explosion big enough to kill all the...
Maybe, but yeah. I mean, those... that seemed a little interesting to me. But anyway, it just... You know.
So they ended up getting
away. I just thought that device was kind of important, the one device they had for the booby trap. But.
So one threw down the Sega Nomad.
Correct. Yeah. And then it blows up, and they all kind of get out of there. They are expensive.
Let's just say no one comes up the ladder after him.
Yeah,
so probably
we lose Finnick. Yeah. Finnick is gone.
Well, if he wasn't,
he is
he's
now.
Like, I can take him, guys. Yeah. I'm fine.
I'm still here.
Can't risk it. Getting better.
I feel happy.
So they come out of the sewers, and they end up in the Capitol. And then Natalie Dormier's character is like, I've got a place around here. She goes to like a costume shop, and we're introduced to
Tigress,
who, like, I don't remember. I feel like we're supposed to remember her, but
well,
I don't.
Well, she was a dresser in the
first one
to dress people for the games, and I don't know if she looked like that or if it was post when we saw her, because she mentions that Snow didn't think she was pretty enough, and so it turned her into like a human version of a tiger, like
her
faces,
her tattoos.
It's
and
like
she's
the
got like implants.
Weird lady you look at on the internet that's like leopard lady, you know, but a lot better, right. But you know what I mean, it's like her face looks
it's
like
not as creepy.
Yeah, it's not as creepy as the real one, but but anyway, so I don't know if she looked like that before.
I don't remember
the answer,
but Katniss kind of calls her out and says, hey, I remember you.
So the long and the short of it is that they need to get into the Capitol. So Snow has sent a video message up and says, you know, dear citizens, come take shelter in my mansion. We'll give you food, we'll give you clothing, we'll take care of you, just everyone come to my mansion.
Right.
And so they're like, well, we got to get in there.
Well, if I was looking at this from a person who has played a lot of video games, right? So he was shoring up his defenses. Mm-hmm. So like I was thinking, I was like, oh man, that's kind of brilliant. So he's putting all of these people,
human shields,
exactly. And we know that Snow doesn't care.
Well, and I also thought he was probably going to bomb the rest of the district. So like everyone come to the mansion if you don't want to be.
That's true.
Bombed,
but I felt like, okay, if I put enough innocent people in between me and the rebels, they're not going to want to attack. Like, they don't want to kill these people. They, you know, they're the rebels. They're the
either
good
way,
guys.
I thought it probably wasn't a kind-hearted gesture. Like,
it was not.
It was a strategic
choice.
So he basically says, come in, and they're like, okay, well, we got to get in, but how are we going to get past the guards and through the crowd?
Hey, you don't know how we're going to do it, Kevin?
Hoodies.
Hoods.
We need hoodies.
So this is what I was frustrating and I was alluding to earlier. Okay, so you've got the costume designer for the Hunger Games who makes up elaborate hair, elaborate costumes, disguises, wings,
well, she's no Elizabeth Banks.
Yeah, but I mean, she has this whole wardrobe. You see her house is an entire dressing room wardrobe. She gives them hoods. Okay, you can't put a wig on them, makeup, disguises, hoods.
How
for the, stupid
for the
of
second,
an oversight.
For the
I mean,
second time.
Maybe she's really supporting Snow.
Yeah.
She's like, you know what? I'm not going
to
risk it.
She had to have been.
Yeah,
because there's
I'm not
going to
tell you no, but I'm not going to do a good job.
Right, there's right. There's no way. I mean, these film workers are that lazy. They have an entire costumer with a wardrobe,
right,
and she gives them cloaks.
I did sabotage through underperforming.
It's
a real thing. They did do in World War II. They would, you know, but... So here comes the real political moment
this
of the
is
movie,
about,
which honestly, I don't understand why this isn't like conservative talk radio should be flipping out, because
if you flip out over the idea that a black character or a female character is the lead hero in a Star Wars movie and you don't say anything about this, like what?
I don't know, though. I think everybody's too worried about those red cups at Starbucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you have the heroes of this film.
Mm-hmm.
Pretend to be refugees so they can infiltrate their defenses and commit an act of terrorism.
Correct.
That's what the ending of this movie
it's exactly
hinges
what it is.
On. And I'm like, are you effing kidding
as
me?
As I'm watching it, like I'm sitting there watching it being like, What? I mean, I'm not offended. Like, I'm not offended.
Yeah,
by
like, I'm not offended.
It.
Like, I was just like,
the movie, but
how?
It's like,
but
right.
It's a conversation
what?
Worth having when
what
all
is
you,
happening.
Like, when everybody's freaking out over Syrian refugees, right. And like, and then everyone on one side of the aisle is saying you're crazy for raising the question about could they sneak in terrorists that way.
The other hand's like, you're crazy for not asking the question.
And right. Then here's a movie. Presumably made by people that are on the pro-Syrian refugee side.
Correct.
Just because Hollywood tends to skew to the left. I don't think that's a conspiracy theory.
No.
I think that's fairly accurate. And the entire climax of this film hinges on them pretending to be refugees so they can assassinate a world
leader. I would say the heroes of your movie are pretending to be something they're not so they can assassinate a president.
And on top of it, they even refer to them as refugees.
They did. So like, it didn't click for me at first until they said refugees, and I was like,
what?
Wow.
Huh?
Like, didn't even think about it until just now. And it's like, like I said, this movie was done 2 years ago,
sure.
So it's not like
it's not
they
a
were
statement. It's
just,
not like
just
it's,
a weird,
it's just a weird
coincidence.
But like, how are we as a nation not?
I don't know.
Not having a discussion about the ending of this movie.
And you know what?
On that.
This
I would
is
say,
the first one.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
I would say, you know, like if the movie doesn't do well, which obviously it's not the case.
Yeah.
If it hadn't done well, we don't hear about it.
Yeah.
The fact that it's done as well as it has done and we still haven't heard about it is flabbergasting.
It's just, you know, I mean, we also have to think about the media that will point this out are pretty slow to
grasp onto pop culture.
Yes.
And they're not typically going
and
to movies opening
unless
it's Last Temptation of Christ.
That's not a gross generalization, but I mean
it's no more generalization than me saying Hollywood is left wing.
It's because it tends to be a little slow at the draw.
Right.
Yeah.
So
it will probably happen.
Yeah.
It'll be like 3 weeks from now and we'll all be like,
I'll be like, go back and listen
Remember?
To the episode, whatever this
is. Tom.
We were ahead of the curve.
We were.
But at least like it's a fair question.
It is.
It's a fair thing to point out that it's like, that's a really weird direction for your story to take at this particular moment
right.
in time.
It's
just timely.
I mean, I'm guessing it's in the books.
Yeah.
So none of us could finish the third
Especially,
book. I'm guessing it's a major plot point ending.
It's just so fascinating to me that when the dialogue in this country right now is like, you have one group of people saying, what if they're a terrorist? And you have another group of people saying, there is no way that could ever happen. It's a ridiculous concept.
Right.
And then
there's a third group.
And then
I want holiday designs on my cup.
Right.
So there's that group too. Yeah.
Where
right.
it's like, I would like us to help the Syrian refugees. I would also like to know that they're not terrorists.
That's,
so I think that makes me like a bleeding heart
not
hate
to get,
mom.
Yeah. Not to
is
get too political, but
I think
like,
we should be concentrating right now on who bought all those UPS uniforms.
Yeah, totally.
Right?
Like, but
I mean,
check
I think we should be asking why
address.
You can just go buy a UPS uniform. You would think UPS would be like,
unless
no,
they're like
no,
the
no.
like the you know the sexy UPS people. I mean, maybe that's the case.
It's
the
zipper
like,
that
only
goes about half
short, like nylon. Yeah, maybe.
So if a UPS driver in fishnet stockings comes into where you are,
not create a large.
Not the uniform.
Go on lockdown.
Lock it down.
Not so fast, lady UPS person.
Right. So as Katniss and Gale, who are the two that are making their way through the crowd.
No, you might not be able to tell it's them. They have hoods on.
It was Katniss and Gale, though, right?
Remember, that's all you need, right?
It was them, right? Like,
No, it's
thank
the
God it was. Thank God it wasn't a camo hoodie.
You would have really messed up.
Where'd they go?
So,
well, they're like refugees. So, like, did they have, like, Rastafarian wigs? Or
no, they're district. They're
they were
capital.
Singing that Tom Petty song the whole time.
But,
so as they're making their way, there's an announcement that comes over that says, send up all of your children, all of your kids. Get them up here first. We'll get
you
them
know,
in.
Women and children first. So
there was no women.
Well,
they
I
just
know,
said
children.
Kids.
Children's first.
And I was
so.
Like, oh, that's brilliant. Like, that's even worse. Like,
because no one's going to shoot the
kids,
right?
Right.
Well, so this is what you said.
And they didn't shoot him.
They
so
didn't
to be
shoot
fair.
Him.
He's
no, right.
So, no, you could send PETA then.
Why?
Well, because he's a wee.
He's a weenie.
He's a little. He's a wee lass.
Yeah. So
they put him in a baby diapers and a rattle.
Hey,
he's
a
go.
Here, I'm
look
a baby.
At him.
He's
all right. Look at him.
Here he goes.
He's
go
a,
go
he's
up there, little guy.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
Little fella.
So this plane comes over the top and
dropping little
tributes start falling. And they're like, oh, tributes. And all of the kids start reaching for tributes and they all blow up.
So
they're all. They murder.
Bombed every
child. And at this point, everybody turns. The medics go in as well.
Oh, and guess who's a medic?
So Prim is a medic.
Primrose.
They all go in to start caring for these kids, and there's a secondary explosion that kills even
Katniss
more.
Katniss is like, Prim, and she's like, Katniss, and they
and
look at each
boom,
other.
Boom.
Boom. Blown up. That is like a heart. I mean, if the kid thing wasn't.
Yeah, I was really. I was shocked. I was glad they killed her.
well, I mean, because it's hinged on that for now four movies.
Yeah,
right. Well,
and I like the fact that one, the stakes were real.
Yeah,
yes,
that was nice. You know what I mean? That
you lost people. In
you really lost people, and even to the point like when you lose Prim, like wow, they're really like they're going there.
Nobody
is
really
the whole
saved.
Movie
right,
is about saving and Prim from
especially
the
when all this began like the
to
great
save Prim.
To save Prim. Like I think the movie really kind of. Lost sight of that, mm-hmm. like how tragic that moment was, where
right.
the whole reason all of this began was because she didn't want her sister to die, and that they go through this weird, long Byzantine march, and they create all this conflict and rebellion, and they completely, basically, Panem crumbles because of the choice that Katniss made to
Correct.
Save Prim,
and
then when
it
all said and done,
it's
all for nothing.
Which, I'm right there with you. Like as I'm watching it, and I was like, oh my god, everything she fought for,
right.
is gone.
It was very Shakespearean, and I really think that they lost
they
an opportunity.
It. They downplayed it to the point
they treated
because
it
they don't,
just
they don't
like
linger
a,
on it.
Yeah, it really got treated more as like this is a sad casualty for her, and it's the most personal one.
Right.
But you really the irony of her dying in that moment when they're about to win.
Right.
Like was like that
so close.
Really, I just felt like they really pissed that away.
Right. They did. They don't really show it. And so
I agree completely.
And this is the part that was really jarring for me. I don't know if it was for you guys either, but when that explosion goes off, then Katniss, doesn't she kind of like black out?
Well, she gets set on fire.
Like yeah.
She has the girl on fire.
Yeah, she has the girl on
she's
fire.
She's fine. She enjoys that. But so the explosion, she gets like knocked out. She's on fire and kind of goes to black. Then she wakes up and I'm like, oh crap, they capture her. What's Snow going
to
do?
Well, so that's the weird thing is like, so they, as she's blacking out, they do capture Gale. Like Gale is being taken away.
Yeah, but we find there's more to that.
Right.
You know, So she wakes up and I'm like, crap. So now how long is this going to go? What are they going to do to her now? She wakes up and she's surrounded by the good guys.
Correct.
And I'm like, okay, wait a minute. So there was an explosion from assumed from the Capitol.
Right.
They killed all these people, you know, and probably the good guys too. And it's like, how did she get?
No. So when the explosions go off, I assumed that it was Snow.
Right. That's what I mean.
Right. Okay.
That's
okay.
What I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay,
I'm like, okay, so the Capitol has just bombed all these people. You know, Katniss is knocked out. I'm like, oh my God, how's she going to get out of this? And there's good guys. So you're like, wait, what the hell?
Well, they do, like, she wakes up and they kind of, you know, they have a little moment with her mom who, I always forget that her mom was on Deadwood.
Yeah.
Like, she was great on Deadwood.
Yeah. I always forget that her mom's still alive. So when they show her, I'm like, well, you know, because in all these dystopian things, there's kids running around. And I'm just like, oh, her mom.
So you see her mom and you see Vanek? No. What's Woody Harrelson? Was Woody Harrelson?
Haymitch.
Is that right?
Yeah.
They were both there. So they kind of, you know, they talk about Prim, and then she get there. They're using, it was a nice, another nice little throwback to the first movie where they're using the oil to fix her burns, which is what happens in the first movie.
But this is where they basically explain, they're like, we won.
Yeah.
It's
so,
yeah,
so,
we
so
won,
she goes,
it's over.
So
she, she ends up going to talk to, like, there's a, like a courtyard and there's like a greenhouse and
but
she goes,
well,
hang on, before
we get
to that. Oh. Yeah, so they basically say that like when that second explosion went off, when the Capitol launched the second attack and it killed all those people,
the kids, everybody.
That even at that point,
even
District 1 turned on Snow.
It was
a tipping point. And then, and they
stormed the mansion. But this is the part that gets me is this whole movie was about them taking over the Capitol and all this. And then, it's just over.
Well,
I just thought
it was
very anticlimactic.
No,
the way they said, no, because they explained it. They, like a radio show, they explained.
Oh, I
see.
They
talked
to
this is an action movie, four films now that we've waited for them to get to the Capitol, storm the Capitol, capture Snow.
Yeah.
She goes off at a bomb in front of the mansion. She wakes up and they explain how they won.
I see what you're saying. I'm with you.
I was just like,
give us that.
That's
give us that battle instead of the sewers and all the stuff.
Yes.
And the tar.
I mean,
and
with this long of a movie, the whole thing.
Like, you know, waking up, Luke waking up and going,
Death Star got blown.
Yeah, that's exactly. I felt so. I felt so.
Did I do it?
Yeah. I did. Right, you did. Cool. You were amazing.
It felt
you
very,
were stellar. Yeah, you're a big hero
you turned
now.
Off your thing.
You got a book deal. Yeah. It's a whole thing.
I mean, it just felt, showed up. It felt cheap. It I couldn't so believe that.
At this point, I'm kind of mad at the movie, not because of that even so much, because I'm just glad we're almost done.
Yeah.
But I was more upset because I was like, well, that makes no sense.
Right,
like, where's the military strategy for the Capitol launching that second attack
on their own people?
On their own, I'm like, this makes zero sense.
Right.
And so then she goes to the greenhouse and talks to Snow.
Snow, and Snow kind of says,
"You don't know if he's alive or not." But she goes,
she walks around the corner, and they kind of have this conversation. And he's like, "Look, I'm not saying that I'm not above killing kids, which is obvious,
right?
But." At least when I killed kids, there was a reason to it.
Yeah, and
there was no reason for me to kill those children.
And I love how he lays it out in such a fashion where it's like, even though you don't believe, you don't want to believe me because I'm the embodiment of evil for you. He's like just, you know, the whole, like, who benefits? Like, what benefit do I get from that?
Right.
Like, I kill a bunch of kids, and I'm like, ha-ha.
Well,
like,
he's like, I kill a bunch of kids, and then everybody turns against me.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make any sense.
There's no positive outcome to that.
And the way he delivers that monologue, if it had been anybody else, it's kind of like, all right, you're just getting more story.
Jerk
just,
face.
Yeah, but the way he delivers it, like Donald Pleasant. Donald Sutherland.
Yeah. Donald Faison was
just
awesome
on,
in this.
Like, he was so good. Yeah. So good.
And he finally gets a moment. And he really sticks the landing.
Yeah. He does. Absolutely
awesome.
He does. So, you know, she kind of, they have a.
So that you realize at this point that
Coin
was behind it all. Like, Coin launched the second attack.
Well, that's.
To create the tipping point. And
it goes back to the double bomb.
Right.
That Gale was talking about.
It was the military strategy. Like, this was a total.
And it was a PR strategy.
Yeah.
Correct.
It was more of a PR strategy than a military strategy.
Yeah. Right. So they have a. This movie, it's almost like the Lord of the Rings, where you think you got an ending, and then four more.
Yeah.
Yes, same or like the first James Bond,
or like this podcast.
Oh, yeah, right. you think we're gonna get there?
Yeah,
but we got more.
I thought we were done.
Nope.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Coin calls a meeting of all of the survivor, all of the champions.
She calls a council, and they're gonna vote on whether or not they should kill Snow or imprison him.
Correct. And she comes up with a secondary idea where she's like, you know
what?
We can do a Hunger Games. And
when
Haymitch,
she said that, I'm just
Haymitch,
like, yeah.
PETA.
And but I loved this part of the
and
movie.
This was great.
Like, I loved the political machinations because they were so Coin's like, we should do a Hunger Games with their kids.
Yeah, that's
the
Capitol's kids.
And so, like, some of the people at the table are like, hell yeah. And this,
Jenna Malone's like, yep.
Yeah.
Jenna Malone goes, Snow has a granddaughter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And
we're
then,
doing
but
it.
Some people are like, but that's what they did. And we'll just be starting this all over again. And Coin has appointed herself interim president.
Yeah. I did like Haymitch.
She almost made the air quotes. Yeah.
Haymitch,
she said
Haymitch goes, how long's the interim?
Yeah.
And she was like, nah,
we'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah. And so it comes down to Katniss's vote.
Yeah, Katniss and Haymitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so Katniss votes.
She says, I get to kill.
If I get to kill Snow, then yes. And so
she says, I expect nothing less.
That's what happens.
And Haymitch says, I'm with the Mockingjay.
And Haymitch is like, I'm going to vote how she votes.
So we see Elizabeth Banks again, which isn't always fun.
Yeah. So they
doll her up.
Oh, I thought that was the Mad Hatter from Alice in Wonderland.
No. So they put Snow in the square.
I guess we should say, like, they gave them cyanide capsules.
Yeah.
So you see Katniss is getting herself ready. She takes one of those cyanide capsules and puts it in her armor.
Right.
And so they've got Snow tied to a pole, and then Coin kind of gives a little speech, and Katniss draws her arrow, and it's just a moment, you know, you think she's going to kill it, and then she points upwards. And kills Coin
instead.
And she goes to take the pill, and PETA runs up and says, stop, and pulls her back. And then the people
just
converge on Snow.
It's just pandemonium.
And
man,
tear Snow to pieces.
He got it like Finnick got it from the zombie monsters.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah. And then...
So the guards take her to a little holding area.
Yeah.
This is where we get Haymitch comes in with the letter from Philip Seymour Hoffman's character.
Right.
Because he can't... The way they explained it, I think, was fine. He said that because of this political craziness, like, he can't be seen with you after you just killed the president, but he's going to get you out of the Capitol, and you will get a pardon once the president's
elected. What he's saying is, like, we knew.
Yeah.
We knew she was bad. We knew, but we had to hitch our wagon
to somebody.
He's the
head game maker, and he's
but we also knew you would take care of it.
You played this exactly how we thought you would. So.
But now she's kind of a pariah.
Correct.
And so she's going to go live in exile, and when things calm down and then kind of really get people to believe what happened, they'll
bring her back.
And so
she goes off to 12. She goes back to 12. Lives in her house. And it's so weird. So I know that this scene where she's in 12 and she kind of sees the cat that Prim was taking care of. And
well,
it's
Tom does the same thing when he sees cats.
Yeah, screams and cries.
Hate him.
So like she's yelling at this cat, and like, so I saw this at the Moolah, and I have like a group of people who were laughing. Uh-huh. And I was like, it just kind of took me out of the scene because it's not a funny scene.
No,
she is crushed because her sister is dead.
And it's her sister's cat.
Right.
And so it's
finally...
It's a good scene.
It's a very good scene.
Yeah.
And, drooling.
She's like...
You forget how good she is.
Yeah, she's like... Yeah. There's slobber-like. Yeah. She is...
Like Jennifer Lawrence, I think, is probably...
It's a Blair Witch cry.
Yeah, bubble of snot.
Yeah.
But I think Jennifer Lawrence is going to be... She's going to be it. For the next 20 years. Like there's nobody that's going to touch
her. This generation's Julia Roberts, except better actress.
She's also been able to bring, I mean, it's clear that like she's able to do like sort of the smaller indie stuff and then also do that kind of big
stuff. And she can do big mass appeal or Our House. Yeah, she's the real deal.
Yep. So, and then she kind of, you know, time passes and she's out hunting and she kills a bird and she comes back and PETA is planting primroses. Like they kind of start like I guess PETA's back. I assume that like the mind wash.
Oh, that was it. It's
over.
Gone. And after he planted the primroses, I turned to Katie and gave her the universal symbol for it's on because that was the move right there. It was that exact symbol. It literally was. I turned to her and go. And the
and
next
she's
scene,
like, "No, we're in a theater. What's wrong with you?"
Yeah. But and so they've been doing this thing through the whole movie where he's trying to figure out what's real and what's
which
fake.
Is kind of a cool little
Device. And he does the thing where you know, he's like, he's like, you love me, real or fake?
Well, like, so is she scared of storms? Wasn't that a thing at one point?
Well, if you want to get some cuddles, you
sure
do. No,
but like, doesn't, like, they're like, I feel like they were during the games and there was a storm in the Capitol and she laid with him.
I don't remember that.
In the first movie. I could be wrong. But
either way, it was the perfect, it was that universal, it's storming outside, so I better get into your bed.
So yeah, like Tom said, this the entire time he's trying to figure out what's real and what's not. So, like, she'll sit. He's like, your favorite color is green, real or not real? And she's like, real. So she kind of lays down on his chest, and he goes, you love me, real or not real? And she says, real.
And then it goes to black. And then you get this other denouement.
Yeah.
Where, like, she's in a field. And
with a baby.
With a baby and watching him play with a little kid. And I'm like, and I don't know. She gets
I didn't need this. This is the one I did.
I was just like, what are we doing?
I was very satisfied with like the real or not real.
Real or not real, real black.
There's got to be an epilogue
I don't
in the
need
book
to know,
or something
like,
where they're
they,
playing
did
with.
Did they put enough money in their 401k? Like, where are they going on their honeymoon?
So I have to assume they united the districts, but yet they still live in poverty?
I don't know. She just wants to
stay. He makes bread.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, so they still have their mansions, presumably.
Oh, that's one because everyone's got blown up.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
They got one mansion. They're married now. You only need one.
It was across the street.
They can live together now. They're married.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. Right.
But yeah, so they have kids, and she kind of says, you know, the baby kind of freaks out, and she's like, "Do you have a nightmare? I have nightmares too."
Yeah.
She's like, you know, I'll tell you about them at some point and how to get through them.
Right. Yeah. But it's just like you didn't. Like what was
that
about?
That was the one part where I was like, nah.
And really, it probably only added 90 seconds to the movie. It's not, but I'm like, but I just thought the real, not real
would have been perfect.
Was such a stronger ending.
It was a really good.
I agree.
I almost think it would have been stronger if she hadn't answered it.
No.
I don't know.
Get all spinning.
Yeah, but he wasn't wearing the wedding ring, so it's
fine. Get all Inception on this.
Yeah. But still,
I liked it. I would have liked the, you know. Where she's about to answer.
Stop it.
But if it's not, but even if it's not real, would she say that?
No.
We just went through hell.
Yeah.
Real? Kind of. It might be real. Yeah. So anyway,
but it was very, it was so good. It, you know, it's I actually, over. It yeah. was a satisfying ending.
Yeah.
I think as far as
I liked the, and I just wish that it had been one two and a half hour movie.
That's my.
I agree. It, you know, this movie, the first part was so boring and so worthless. It just set up this movie, and then when this movie had action, it was good. Yeah. All we needed was just a little bit of the slow stuff, a lot of action, and a good and show us the ending.
Yeah.
Show us what happened.
It could have,
and then and then that's it.
There's a lot of missed opportunities. Yeah. So, but anyway, that's Hunger Games. I guess let's go around the table and people can say where to find them.
This is Dan. You can find me on Twitter, Dan Graney 67, GRANEY.
This is Joe. You can also follow me on the Twitter at Joey Butts, BUTTS 21.
This is Kevin. Follow me on Twitter at Kevin R. Brackett.
And this is Tom. You can follow me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at Facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. Don't forget, if you would like to continue the conversation online, you may do so at Facebook.com/Real Spoilers or you can email us at RealSpoilers@ReviewSTL.com. Follow us or find us on our website at realspoilers.com or on Twitter at realspoilers. We're also on iTunes. So go there, rate, review, subscribe. It helps a lot. And if you like what you hear, share it on your Facebook, Twitter, whatnot. We greatly appreciate it. So
all that good stuff.
I believe that's everything. Until next time, I don't even know what's coming out next week, but it's November, so it should be something big and important. We just don't know what it is. Because we're lazy. So thanks for tuning in. And until next time, Nathan Jr. gets a football for Christmas.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.